But most bands within a band reflected the leader's tastes and gave him a chance to play the kind of music he enjoyed, letting his hair down in a manner also calculated to please his public. In the 30s, Tommy Dorsey's image was a mixture of Dixieland and sentiment, with a certain exotic flavor as well, enshrined in his hit version of Song of India, which no doubt suggested this freewheeling impression of twilight in Turkey by his